We'll do a review in Lakutas Sichas in Chelek Chav Beis. This is volume 22. This is the first Sicha for the Parsha of Kedoshim. This is a Rashi Sicha, and the Rebbe explains in the Dinim of Orla, the Rebbe is Mechadish, that there is two parts, the 3 years that you have to count. The Torah says twice that Sholish Shonim, that it should be Areilim, Sholish Shonim Yiyu Lochem Areilim. So there is one thing that the tree has to wait 3 years before you can eat it. The other thing is that the Gavra, the person, has to count 3 years before he can eat it, and the Nafkemina, and this duplicate Loshen and the Pasuk tells Rashi that you have to count when you time you plant it, because the person is the one that has to count it, as we will see in the Sicha. Let's go step by step. Aleph, in Pasuk, in the verse, V'chisavoyu el ha'aretz, when you come to the land, unetatem, and you will plant, goimer, the Pasuk says, V'araltem goimer. So that you should make it orlo, stuffed, not used, period, the fruit, for sholish shonim, for 3 years. Yeh lochem areilim, should be at a level of oral, not eaten, lo yochel, not to eat. Stelt sich Rashi ev deverter, so Rashi places himself, quotes from the pasuk, the words, sholish shonim yeh lochem areilim, 3 years it should be areilim to you. Unis mefadesh me'emosai moina loy mishas niti osay. From when do you start counting the 3 years? For orlo is from the time that you planted. When the person plants the tree, that's when you start counting the 3 years of orlo. Lernen meforshim. So the Mefarshim explain what is Rashi telling us over here. As der mit meint Rashi bavornen, what Rashi is coming to caution here, as der minyan fundi sholish shonim, that the number of the 3 years, how do we start counting 3 years? Isn't it misho sho'ose pri? It's not from the time that the tree starts producing fruit, 3 years after it starts producing fruit. That is when we shall make it orlo, that's when we should start the 3 years of the counting. Nor mishas nitiyose, but rather when you plant it, you count 3 years from there. How do we know that it's take from the time that you planted it and not from the time that the tree started producing the fruit? Und das lernt man ab von dem Wort unetatem. This we learn because the Torah says, and you shall plant. So it is the planting. Loimar to say, the mishas nitiya moinim, that the counting starts from the time that you planted. Darf men verstehen, so we need to understand. Aleph, number one. Ob der ganzer hechrech, if the entire proof, what forces us to learn that it means mishas nitiya, as moina loy, mishas nitiyosi, that the 3 years start, you start counting it from the time that you planted, is von Wort unetatem, that comes because the Torah says you shall plant it. Hat doch Rashi gedarft meitig sein, so Rashi should have quoted from the Pasuk, euch dem Wort in dem Dibur HaMaschil, also the word unetatem in the opening, in the quote from the Pasuk. The Pasuk, Rashi just brings down, sholosh shonu yulochem areilim, he should have brought the word unetatem in the heading, because that's the quote, because that's the entire proof that you'll go mishas nitir. The Shaila is noch starker. The question is even stronger. If this is Rashi's intent, der Moker von dem Pirush is von Teras Kohanim. The source for this commentary is from the Teras Kohanim. Und dorten brengt sich Take der Limud, over there it is brought down, this that we learn that you count Nityosei, it comes behemshech to the Droshes as a follow-up to the various expounding of Unetatim Goymer, on the Unetatim, so it is explaining Unetatim. Aber Rashi is Mishane von Teiras Kahanim. Rashi changes from the Teiras Kahanim. Und bringt es auf die Wörter, he brings this interpretation that you count from Emre 7, Shasne 3, on the word Sholish Shonim, Yelochem, Areli. Und der Mond in ganzen nicht dem Wort Unetatim. He doesn't mention at all the word Unetatim. He doesn't talk about planting, and planting is the key word according to the Mefarshim, how Rashi knows that we count from Nitiya. Base. And number two, on dem Wort Unetatim, without the word Unetatim, so there doesn't seem to be any clue that the 3 years goes by the Nitiya. So without the word from Vanent Vaisman Bibshute Shel Mikro, from where do we take know in the literal level of the Pasuk, when we learn the Pasuk Ibshat Shel Mikro, as thus is Mishas Nitiyose, that it's from the time that you planted it, Unit Piriyoy Gimul Shonim, but Altem Piriyoy Sholosh Shonim would seem Drayor from Peris Vaxen, that there needs to be 3 years of three seasons of growing the fruit. That's what the Pashtus is. And here we're saying it's Netata. Where do we talking know it? Rashi doesn't learn it from Netatim because he doesn't bring it down. Gimul. And the next other question is the third question. What is the Arichas in Rashi? Why is there such a length in Rashi? Sai Bahatoka from Posix, both when he quotes from the verse, Sai Bilishoinoi, also in the language Me'ema Saimonimloi, Bilishoinim, Me'ema Saimonimloi, when do you count? Rashi should have said it shortly, briefly. Should have said like this, Sholishonim, Shas Netiyose, 3 years from the time that you planted. And again, this is would seem the very direct explanation that Rashi should have said. Afal pi, Azazoi is the Loshon in Teiras Kohanim. And though this is the language in Teiras Kohanim, is the way it's brought down in Rashi, is Ober Vigeret Kamo Pa'omim, we've already spoken many times, Nit in Yone Shal Rashi B'Pirusha Ala Teira, it's not Rashi's idea, when he explains the Teira, Tzumaitik Zayin Droshes Razal B'Lishoyne, to quote the expounding drushes of our sages of blessed memory, the way using their language. Nor er is mefarish pshute shel mikra. He explains the literal meaning of the pasuk. Was der far? That's why, because Rashi doesn't quote, is Rashi oft mol mishana, Rashi many times, oftentimes Rashi changes. Upshita mashmit von Loshon Hazal, and obvious changes, and sometimes he cuts down the language of our sages' blessed memory, behesem to pirush hakosuv al pi pshuto shel mikra, so that it fits the meaning of the verse based on the pshuto shel mikra. So why would Rashi need to bring down the whole lashon of the Teiras Kohanim? Is the third question of the Rebbe. Just say sholishoni mishas nityosei, and then also how do we know it? The Rebbe asked in the base and. And the Rebbe also says that it cannot mean the other Ois beis. The beer in them. So the Rebbe explains. Rashin bepashtus ar do di arichas haloshin in pasuk. Rashi is bothered here. What bothers Rashi is the language, the lengthy language in the pasuk. In pasuk, sholish shonim yeh lochem areilim. Pasuk says for 3 years it should be areilim. Eshteitoch shein frier va'araltem orlosi es period. Here we should only be adding how long. The pasuk already says va'araltem orlosi es period, so that you can't use the fruit, but the Torah here wants to elaborate how many years, so it should just say sholish shonim. But why do we need to tell you again yilochem areilim? We already said it. Hein farvos chazet ibeder posik nochamol diverter. Why does the posik repeat again the words yilochem areilim? Unzoknit bekitzer. It doesn't say briefly varaltem or losoy es period. Sholishonim, just 3 years, it should say, not having to repeat that it should be yilochem areilim. Nemt Rashi der Funaruis. Rashi derives from this, as in Orla seinen Faran zwei Inyonim, that in Orla there are two aspects. Aleph, der Isur fun Orla oifun eitz vehapedus chefza. Number one, the first pasuk, namely, is talking about the Isur of Orla on the tree and the fruit, the object. There's an object of Isur of Orla, varaltem orlosoi es pirioi. As Rashi says, ubeloshen Rashi, as Rashi translates, varaltem orlosoi es pirioi, yehei otum venestam, it should be closed, stuffed and closed, milahenis memenu, you can't benefit from it. So that's, the object becomes something which is Orlo, which is Otum Venislam, can't benefit from it. Beis, but then the second aspect, which is this Pasuk, Der Minyan Fundi Sholishonim, that the number, the counting of 3 years, this is Adin Oifun Odom Gavra, this is something which is upon the person. Sholishonim Yu Lochem Arelim. So, over here, the pasuk adds the word of Adiris varaltem or losay es pirioi, but here it's the 3 years should be lochem areilim, which is a gavra that the person should be stuffed to him. It's a gavra prohibition. Udos meint Rashi mit zayin ariches haloshin me'emasai moine loy. This is what Rashi means by writing it at length. When do you count Mishas Netiyosei? As Darv Zayin Moine Eloi, he needs to count. He needs to count. Der Odom Tzelt Disholish Shonim. The person counts these 3 years. This is a matter of counting the Lochem. Umbebal Der Minyan is Lochem. And since the counting is to you, the person is mistaber as this sholishonim rechenen zich. So it's logical, therefore, that these 3 years you start counting them, nit fun when der eitz is oise peiris, not when the tree starts to produce fruit, nor fun pu'ulas ha'odam, but actually the act of the person, gavr unetatem, when he planted, from when Erhot eingepflanzt dem Eitz, from when he planted the tree, because it's about the Lochem, it's about the person. So based on this, there would be an additional difference in the fact that we're saying that the person has to count it. Bibald as dos vos moine loy mishas nitiose. This that we're saying that you counted from the time that you planted is mitzadem. is because of this, was der minyan darf sein lochem, because the counting needs to be, you need to do the counting, darf ois kumen. So then it turns out, as the sholish shonim funitia, werden gerechnet nicht leuten eitz, nor leuten odom lochem, that the 3 years of the planting should be also counted not by the tree, but it should go by the person. What would be the example? The chilik tzuvishin de tzvein fanim. What would be the difference? Tzimerechon de sholosh shonim leiten eitz, whether you count the 3 years by the tree or the loit nitius adam or by the planting of the person. Is in a fall, it's been a case when you pflanzt ein Zweig von a boim position al sholosh shonim. If you plant a twig of a tree which is already 3 years old, if we go by the tree, then there is room to say, to argue, as we bald der Zweig hat schon früher durchgemacht durch die Schneeorlo, since the twig has already passed, gone through the years of Orlo, seinen die Peters was wachsen auf von dem Zweig Mutter Mejad, so the fruit that grow from this twig immediately permissible. Oib ober mizol rechanen di sholish shonim. Loid dem odom hanaytea lochem. If we should count the 3 years by the person who plants it, lochem darf ois kumen needs to, it turns out, as midarf nochamol onheben tselen sholish shonim, that you have to start counting again 3 years von zin der odom hot gemacht seine Tier Chadosha, from when the person made his new planting, because we don't go by what the tree went through or the branch went through, that it already has gone through 3 years, but it goes by what the person is doing. He just planted it, now it needs 3 years. Well, if he's is shitas Rashi bepirusha ala teiru al derech hapshat, then it comes out according to this Rashi's view in his commentary on the Torah, which is Pshat, it fits Masim mit chelik halacha shebetoyra. It fits with the part of halacha in the Torah. But the din is, the halacha is echod hanoiteya, whether you're planting from the beginning, but the echod hamavrich, or you're grafting chulu is chayv beorlo, you're still going to be chayv in orlo. So that means that we'll go by the person's planting and not by what the twig has already had the 3 years. Ois Gimel. So based on what we've just learned, Al Pizeh, says the Rebbe, that men euch verstehen, noch an inyen, in dem Pirush Rashi, will understand another aspect, another idea in this Rashi. Noch de Werter me'ema sei meine loy mishas niti osei. After Rashi says you count mishas niti osei, is Rashi mamshich. Rashi continues in dem selben dibur hamaskil, in the same caption, in the same words that we brought down in the beginning, quoting of the posik. Seemingly a totally separate idea that has nothing to do to the previous idea. And Rashi brings it together. What does Rashi say? Yochel im hitzniyei la'achar sholish shnonim, that you might think that if he hid it, he held on to the fruit till 3 years passed by, he didn't use it. Yemutar, so after 3 years, it's going to be permissible. The same fruit is going to be permissible after 3 years. Talmud Leimar, Yihiyah. Babi Yossi hate. That's why the Pasuk says, Sholish Shonim Areilim Yiyah, that it remains in its Isur. Babi Yossi hate, that it remains as is. So you can't eat it at all, even if you keep it for 3 years later. So we need to understand these seems to be two separate learnings, and they should not be bunched together, would seem. These two aspects in Rashi. Aleph, number one, Rashi says, that you count from the time that you planted. That's number one. And Beis, that if you hide it, you should be allowed to afterwards. There's no connection between these two things. When do you start counting? That explains the 3 years. How do we count the 3 years? That's it should remain to you areilim, Bavi Yosin Yehei, as Rashi learns out. Hodoch Rashi Yedaf Mechalik Zayin Ditzvei Nyonim, so Rashi should have separated these two ideas. Itzvei Bezunder Adibra Amaschels, in two separate Rashis, quoting from the Pasik Tuzah, but Kedarka Bekame Mekoimis, as Rashi does it many times. Pavos brings say Rashi behemshech echad in demselbun dibur hamaschil. Why does Rashi bring this in one flow, in the same dibur hamaschil? The tmiya in them is noch starker. Surprise is even greater. Oich der mokir fun dem inyan. Yochel im hitzniyei. Chulu im Pirush Rashi is from Teres Kahanim. This comes from the Teres Kahanim. Aber dort kommt es taken nit behemshech zum Limud me'eima sai moina chulu. It's not a hemshech to this previous me'eima sai moina, nor it's a limud for sich. It's an independent study. Han favos is Rashi mishane. So Rashi, turns out, changes from Teres Kohanim and is mitzar of the Tzvei Limudim, and he combines these two learnings that we learn out, that you start counting Mishas Neti Yosei and Bavi Yosei Yehei, that you can't hide it and use it after the 3 years. But the Rebbe says, now we understand very simply. Dalit. Api hanal siv beis is moving bepashtus. Based on the above and siv beis, this is very simply understood. What is the connection between these two limudim? Vebal der posik is madgish yelochem areilim. It should be to you areilim. Ases is adin and gabre, that this is a halocha. In the person, kenal kemen doch meinen. So then you might think as this is nit nor b'shaiches zum prat von sholish shonim. So you can think maybe it's not only connected to the detail of the 3 years. As der minyan dar zayin lochem kenal, that you need to be the one counting it. That kamesh has nit yosef, when the person counts it for when he planted it. So one can think not as klolus isur oro is blois lochem, that it's only an isur gabra. It's not that there is an isur on the hefts of the isur on the trees, on the fruit, and there is an isur, and the person, when he starts counting it, maybe it's only by the person. In the beginning, it doesn't say undiverter yielochem areilim. So then, how would we learn? Because in the previous pasuk it says should be areilim, and here it adds the word lochem areilim. So we said before that there's an additional Isur Gavra on top of the Isur Heftzer of the first Pasuk where it doesn't say Lochem. But we would have interpreted that the Lochem is explaining the previous Pasuk, that what we learned before, that Sholish Shonim, that we learned before, Araltem, as Arloi, that is, even though it doesn't say Lochem, our Pasuk is coming to interpret that it is only Lochem. Diverte Yilochem Arelim, Zanit, I sofa of Diverter, Varaltem or Los Espirioi. And before it's talking about the Hefts, and we're adding that also Lochem, Unadin Blois in Minyan Gimel Shonim. And this is only a din how to count the 3 years that it's Mishas Nityosiv and the person. Nor Zezainim, we would have learned Zezainim the Pirushun Oistaich from Varaltam or Losias period. This actually explains what the Pasuk means, Varaltam or Losias period. Not adding, but an explanation. As it's main, Blois Yelochem Arelim. That it means there's no chefza, it just means it's arelim to you, anisur gavra. On oib mizol on nemen, as that isur olo is nid chalo de peiris gufa. So if we should accept that the isur olo does not apply to the fruit itself, nor es is blois an isur ala odom nitsa es in the peiris de eshte drayor, but rather, the Isur consists on the person not to eat the fruit for 3 years, is Do'an or Suzogun. So then there is room to say, we may think, as Noch the Gimel Shonim is the Toder Isur Orlo. After the 3 years, there's no Isur Orlo. Afilo Nito if the Pedev Zenigivax in the Gimel Shonim Orlo, even on the fruit that grow in the 3 years of Orlo, because it's all about the person, it's not about the fruit, so we don't care that the fruit grew in the Orla, but the person waits 3 years and then he can use it. As Orla is an Isur Gavna Yilochem Arelim, that the Orla is a prohibition on the person that for them should be Arelim Hatoli Bizman Sholishon, hints it for 3 years. 3 years you can't eat it. Just like chametz and Pesach, during Pesach you can't eat chametz. During the 3 years you can't eat it, but after the 3 years you can. Azoyv the Yisrael chimulus chametz bePesach koyetzbe. Similar to the prohibition of Yisrael chametz and Pesach. Similar. Agavis zman tores derodim nit essen. There's a certain time the person is not allowed to eat it. Ebemela. So therefore one could think, im it's ni'alachar sholishonim. If he heated it for after 3 years, it's as mutter. The balder's man isurish and ariber. The time of the isur already passed. And the person is only also to eat it during this time. Learned men up from word yeh, babosi yeh, but we learn yeh, as the isur orlo bleibt ständig auf die pedis. So it always remains in the pedis. Euch noch die sholishonim. Also after the 3 years, so there's also an Isur Chefza. So the following, the way they flow is because since we're trying to tell you that it's a Gavra, so you may extend it and say that you may be allowed to eat the fruit after the 3 years, and the answer is no, that there's also a Isur Chefza. Hey, so the Rebbe is going to explain now in Pnimis and Yonim the way it works out. Hey, the Tam Pnimi, what is the inner reason why is there a difference Svishin Isure Gavre Visure Chefza? Sometimes some prohibitions are just on the person, and some prohibition applied to the object. Yeshloimarad is hanged up, so we can say that it depends von wannen kum der Chayis von dem Dover Hanesser? Where does the energy, the vitality of the item that has been prohibited, where does it come from? Isurei Chefza, when we say that the object is Osir, as der Chefetz Farzich is Osir, the object on its own is Osir, is when der Chefetz is Mekabel Achayis Osir, that is when that object receives a prohibited energy. Von Gimel Klippes Atmeis Legamri, from the three impure klippas that are totally impure, was kennen nit nis alle werden in Kedusha, they cannot be elevated to Kedusha. Und der Far is das a chefze shel Isur va Osur lo ilum. And that's why it's an object of Isur and it's prohibited forever, because the energy, the chayis, is for Gimel Klippas Atmeis. On the other hand, when we have Isurei Gavra, when there's only a prohibition on the person, is when the zach is mekabel achayis stam von klipas noiga. The item receives a general plain vitality from klipas noiga. Was kennis alaveren in kedusha, that could be elevated to kedusha. Und der far is a rachefze shel heter. That's why it is an object of heter. Nor der gabre toras nitas no kietzbe, but the person is not allowed to eat it. On peiris orlo, zainen an isur chefze ken albaruch, peiris orlo are an object of isur, as said earlier at length, val zeir chayis is von kibul klippes at meis. Their energy, their vitality is in the three impure klippes. Vida alter Rebbe bringt arop in Tanya, as the alter Rebbe brings down the Tanya. But we still need to explain this. Vibald as der Ilon alein is a dover heter, is a dvar heter. The tree itself is something permissible. Und der Peir is eine doch jene chayusum von dem Ilon. And the fruit nurture their vitality from the tree. We can sein, how could it be as der Ilon alein so sein a dover amutter? The Ilon itself is permissible. Und die Peiris, was kommen von ihm arruis, and the fruit that come out of the tree, soll seine Chefze shel Isur, should be an object of Isur. Wenn Peiris e Ilon, wollten alle mal gewinnen Osur. Now, especially it's difficult because it's only Osur for 3 years. Had the Peiris e Ilon been prohibited for always, so then, but you can't masbir sein. Then you could have explained, as all der chelik achayis from dem ilon, that part of the energy of the ilon from which the fruit nurture, from the peir seine yoinik, zeir chayis is from kibul klipas atmeis, that energy comes from kibul klipas atmeis. So while the tree has other aspects to it, but the nurturing that it grows the tree, it would be that part of the tree is also Gimel Klippas Atmeis. But that's not the case. The case is Bald Ober as noch Gimel Shonim Zayn Depeiris Mutter. Since after 3 years, the fruit that nurture from that tree are permissible. Kumtois, so it turns out, as Oich der Chelek HaChayis Shen Lo Ilon, also that portion of vitality of the tree is nit von Kibul Klippas Hatmeis, from which the fruit nurture are not from the three Klippas Hatmeis, because after 3 years you see the fruits are permissible. Hein vi veren ze de peiris, veren de peiris e Isur Chavtza. So how do this fruit turn into an object of Isur? Bov. That we must understand by Hakdim Abiyur, we'll understand this by first explaining in the Mloshim von Alten Rebbe in Tanya, the language of the Alten Rebbe says in Tanya. When he talks about prohibited food from that grows, he says, such as Orlo and the Kilayim of the vine, of the orchard. Azeir kiyum v'chayis, that their sustenance, their energy, they're sustained and they're energized is from gimel klipas hatmeis, from the three impure klipas. Is medayek der Rebbe Marashav Nishmos Eidin, the Rebbe Marashav Nishmos Eidin, use is medayek in the language as be'orlo v'kilei hakerem le'omar v'kiyum gufo. He doesn't say here the sustaining of their body. Nit v'frier. He changes the language that he used before when he talks about by bali chayim atmeim v'asurim v'achilo, when he talks about living stock that are impure and prohibited to be eaten. With the Alter Rebbe zokt, over there the Alter Rebbe says, as nit bloy zeir nefoshes, not just their souls of the animals, nor oich kiyum gufom, is fun gimel klipas hatmeis. That also is in gimel klipas hatmeis. But over here, when we talk about the growing, about kilayim, and we talk about orlo, the Alter Rebbe says, just their kiyum v'chayuma, kiyum v'chayusum, but he doesn't say kiyum gufam. So how does he explain? Unis masbir. So the Rabbi Rashab explains, shara gufam fun orlo chulu toiru, because the body is taka toir. Is a chayre nit fashtantik. So seemingly this is not understood. What does it mean that they're toir? Peiris orlo zayin in the chosur lo'ilom. The fruit of orlo are always forbidden. We can't leave it for later. Dav doch der kiyum gufa. Gufa, from the peiris zayin from the gimel klipas hatmeis. So what sustains their body needs to be from gimel klipas hatmeis. Well, you're going to argue, no, oival the peiris nemezich from the milim asad over heter. And if it's the reason is because the fruit comes from the tree which is permissible, is the chagder chayis a peiris fun and durch the milim. So the energy of the fruit comes also through the tree. How could we distinguish between the energy of the fruit and the body of the fruit? Is there beer in them? The explanation: the chilik from kiyum gufam and kiyum v'chayis is what's the difference between sustaining their body and sustaining their energies. The guf v'geshem for nav nivro is b'shafin givorim b'loy zayin mo. The body, the physicality of a created being, was created just once. And then later on you sustain the previous existence. And the far is in them nitshayich hashinui mizman lizman from zuchalein. That's why you can't make, there's no change from itself on its own. It was created once. As a zozich baiten der ort von vandes kum and kiyim gufam, that it should change the place where the body is sustained. Because there is no new creation over here to change their kiyum gufa. So it always have to remain the way it started out, the way it was created. Like as opposed to it, der chayis von tzomeich v'doimim, the energy of the tzomeich v'doimim vert is constantly renewed anew. There's a new one. Kibur become a mekoymus. The pirush hamachadish betuvi v'chayim tomid maase bereshis. They're explaining the saying that he renews with his kindness every day the maase bereshis. As b'chol yoyim v'et nimshachachai is chodesh, that every day there's a new energy. Undefar ken v'nashin in erchayis. That's why there can be a change in that energy, in that vitality, because there's a new chayis, so you can get it from a different place. And thus is oich der bir be isur orlo. This also explains isur orlo. The guf v'geshem ha'ilon, the body, the physicality of the tree, was his adover toher, which is something which is pure blight toher. That remains toher. While in them ken shinu nidvern, legabi v'es is gvan free. There can be no change from the way it was before. Mashen kein der chayes v'koyach mitvelchen der ilan is matzmiach the peiris, the vitality, the powers with which the tree grows the fruits, und ze zane yonik von ilan, and they nurture from the tree, it b'meshach sholish ne orlo, during the duration of the years of orlo, the 3 years, is as a chayes von gimel klipas atmeis. Then it's an energy from the three impure klippas. Umitzadem veren di peiris an isur chevtza basurim la'olam. That makes that chayis that they got makes them an object that is also and they're also forever. Und der noch ber nishpa benimshach in dem ilon. As 3 years go by, there's a flow and it extends in the tree as chayis chodosh, a new energy. But the peiris shaloi bishon harviis zanenit nor toirim umutorim, not only are they permissible, the toirim mutar nor adra bekoidash hilulim l'Hashem, they're holy to praise Hashem as we bring them into Yerushalayim as the din is ubashon harviis. This is besiches achrin shal Pesach Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim, Tovshin Lamed Vav.